resource will better serve you if you treat it like a roadmap you can pick up as needed. Slow down, wrestle with the themes, and invite God into the process of your decision making. You may need to reread certain chapters as time progresses. Or put this book down altogether after a specific chapter and go live life for a while before returning to it. We have included a journal element with some prompting questions. If you have a serious decision before you, these can help you pay attention to your thoughts and where God is leading you. There is no substitute for a great spiritual director in your life. Seek one out if you do not have one. Pray for God to send you a priest, sister, or spiritual mentor you can trust if you have not met one yet. If your decision is a serious one, it is always beneficial to bounce it off other people to get their perspective and also to get out of your own head. Lastly, enjoy the journey. Life is a gift to be enjoyed, not a problem to be solved. Be patient and stay in the present moment. God will guide your steps. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Chapter 1, Seek. What do you seek? John chapter 1, verse 38.
The cry of your heart. Father Mike Schmitz. I remember the first time I ever saw Superman, the movie. More than that, I remember exactly how it felt to walk out of the movie theater. It was this incredible experience of walking out into the summer night and wanting to do two things. I knew that I wanted to fly, and I also knew that I wanted to help people. I knew I wanted to save lives. I remember going home that night and asking my mom and dad to tell me the truth and not sugarcoat it for me, not spare my feelings, but let me know for sure if I had been adopted, because I thought, man, if I was adopted, there's a chance I could actually have come from Krypton. Maybe they found me in a field somewhere, and I'm just waiting for my powers to develop. It turns out that I'm actually genetically a Schmitz and not adopted. Next, I encountered Batman, a superhero who is completely human, but trained himself and disciplined himself so he could stop criminals, save lives, and protect the innocent. I wanted to be Batman. I literally took languages in school because Batman speaks many different languages. I read detective novels so I could learn how to be a detective. I got chemistry sets because Batman was an expert chemist as well. I would physically train regularly because I wanted to be as strong and as fast as Batman. Later, I wanted to be Mitch Buchanan from the TV show Baywatch. I wanted to be a lifeguard, but I lived in Minnesota. I was nowhere near the ocean, where apparently these lifeguards made daring rescues every single day. All that left me with some questions. Why would God put a desire on my heart to be Superman or Batman? Why would he put the desire on my heart to be Mitch Buchanan? Why would God give me the desire to do things that weren't really possibilities for me in my life? Because A, I am from Earth. B, I don't have a traumatic event that is driving me to become an expert detective, an expert martial artist, an expert acrobat, an expert anything. And C, I don't live anywhere near the ocean. So why would God place something like that on my heart? This was my first exploration of what it means to discern. After a lot of thought and reflection, I realized that just wanting to be Superman did not mean that I was called to be Superman. Just because I wanted to be Batman did not mean I was called to be Batman. Just because I wanted to be a lifeguard in LA County did not mean I was called to be a lifeguard in LA County. But all of this helped me begin the process of discerning what God wanted through the desires that had been placed on my heart. And after a lot of reflection, I recognized that all of those pieces had something in common. I've always wanted to help people. I've always wanted to be involved in saving lives. I've always wanted to be someone who is willing to sacrifice myself for the good of other people. What the Lord placed on my heart was a desire to be like Him. And it wasn't until much later that I realized that the way God wanted me to live out that desire was as a priest.
The very first words out of Jesus' mouth in the Gospel of John cut to the heart of the question, what are you looking for? What is the cry of your heart? What excites you about life? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What is weighing on your mind? What are you avoiding? What are you trying to bury deep? What are you wrestling with? What are you willing to sacrifice for? How do you define a great life? Step one in our process of discovering God's will is to seek, whether it is a